one morning when the sun was high, it was a big red melon in a big blue sky, but the wind from the east was blowing up kind of cold. I looked at my watch, it was still on his chain. I could see by the time was going to rain. I thought it was just a day to search for my clearest gold. So I've heard tell who'd ride a horse, he'd ride it well. But he couldn't shoot a gun to save his doggone life. He took a pot shot at the sheriff and missed. By all accounts, he was a little bit drunk, so they strung him up and made a widow out of his wife. Now he's hid his gold in a little old shack beyond the creek near the railroad track, and his widow, Betty Jane, she lived there still. I knocked on the door and she let me in. We sat in the parlor and we drank pink gin and we drank till the sun went down behind the hill. Now Betty Jane was a woman and a half, and she liked to love and she liked to laugh. She giggled and groped around like a lovesick kid. She dragged me off to her boudoir room and I thought of McCleary and his tomb, and a shiver shot through my shirt tail, so it did. Gonna say what went on that night, but I quit the shack in the early light and I staggered out like a wrestler leaving the ring. Now I can handle myself in a fight, but she floored me 15 times that night, but I was so damn drunk I didn't feel a thing. And I realized as I sat in the cold I'd found romance, but I found no gold, and I'd come out just as poor as I'd gone in. It was just as well, cause behind a tree a beady eye was glued on me, a no good gambling man called Mickey Finn. Now Mickey had been chasing Betty Jane, and our little romance had caused him pain. You could tell by the way he ground his teeth and spat, and the way he stiffened and went all tense and banged his head in a nearby fence, crossed his eyes and danced on the steps and that. Now Mick was mean and Mick was slick, and nobody wanted to meddle with Mick, in spite of the fact that he's only 5'3". When he draws his gun, you take my tip, you run, because when he fires from the hip, which means he always hits you in the knee. I staggered up my feet and back indoors, where Betty Jane lay in her vest and drawers, while Mickey let loose with everything he'd got. He was shooting crazy and throwing rocks. I jumped for cover like a blue-tailed fox, and from then on, things began getting kind of hot. Now, I ain't a guy to stick out my neck. They can call me coward, but what the heck? If you don't surrender, you end up dead and brave. I decided if the gold was there, then Mickey Finn, he could have my share, so I started looking around for something white and wave. To the other side of the room, and I stuck the drawers up on a broom, and I waved them out of the window for Mick to see. But his jaw went loose and his face went puce. He thought they were a trophy, not a truce, to show him Betty Jane had given in to me. He began to let loose with everything he'd got, and Betty Jane's drawers got riddled with shot, and suddenly my eyes fell out of my face. Out through a hole in that wonderful pair, a stream of coins fell through the air, but clear as gold I'd found his hiding place. Hurriedly wrote a note to Mick saying, stop the shooting and get here quick. We'll call it quits and share McCleary's gold. I wrapped it round a rock he'd thrown, but my aiming is quite as good as his own. He caught it with his head and laid him flat out cold. Well, that's the story of McCleary's gold. Remember, men, all you've been told, these widow women might be middle-aged and plain, but don't let that stop you. Take a tip from me. Just try your luck. It could very well be she's sitting on a fortune like Betty Jane.